Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
When you think of the kitchen in your house or mine, you'd not consider that particular room to be the setting for drama, would you? Nevertheless, a tiny but telling drama took place in my kitchen recently. Gradually, over several days, I made a kitchen discovery. That discovery was based upon various puzzling signs. The first thing I noticed was a small hole in a plastic bag of trail mix. You know what trail mix is. It's a snack made up of dried fruit and nuts. Well, I fixed the hole. But then, the next day, I noticed that some paper and cardboard had somehow or other been turned into confetti. Third, there was this strange sign of a nibbled cookie. And finally, I found some droppings on my kitchen counter. Very reluctantly, I made a common sense deduction. My kitchen was harboring a mouse. But when I realized that, first my response was a very creepy feeling. I'm not a mouse lover. And second, I felt resentment. That little fellow was an invader of my kitchen. That kitchen discovery instantly became a kitchen contest. A contest which lasted almost a full week. That mouse and I had very different aims or pursuits. He, obviously, was out for two things, food and fun. Now, I admit, I know absolutely nothing about his method. He always came at night, you see. My object or pursuit was him, the mouse. And my method? Very simple. A mouse trap. A mouse trap that was baited with peanut butter. Now, winning the contest between the mouse and me became basically a matter of time. Night after night, the mouse avoided the trap. Each morning I'd find it unsprung. No mouse there. But finally, patience paid off. And one morning there he was. A very dead mouse caught in my trap. What a kitchen impression for my heart. Satan sets traps for you and for me. The bait he uses, well, it's always something we like and want. He baits the trap, then he waits and watches. He counts on time to be on his side in this contest. And over time, we may avoid the trap. But dear Christian lady, if we continue to focus on the bait, that thing we like and want so much, like the mouse, we will eventually be trapped. Oh, yes, we may get the bait, but it won't be worth it, because we'll be caught.
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters-Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.